This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What is a toxic trait cluster, and why people rarely have just one? Understanding why harmful behaviours travel in packs, not alone. In short, a toxic trait cluster is a set of harmful behaviours that appear together in one person and amplify each other's damage. Toxic traits rarely travel alone. They form interlocking patterns that are harder to address than any single behaviour. Understanding the cluster gives you a clear picture of what you are actually dealing with. Recognising the pattern early is what allows you to prepare a measured, effective response. Definition: a toxic trait cluster is a group of harmful behavioural patterns that consistently appear together in one person, each reinforcing the others. Rather than an isolated flaw, it functions as a self-sustaining system that causes compounding damage to the people around it. You have dealt with someone difficult before. Maybe you could not put your finger on exactly what was wrong, only that every interaction left you feeling unsettled, second-guessing yourself, or quietly exhausted. That is really an accident. The language of toxic traits has entered everyday life, and that is mostly useful. People name what they see, they set limits, they stop tolerating what they once endured in silence. But there is one thing most people miss: a toxic trait rarely arrives alone. What you are usually dealing with is not a single flaw. It is a toxic trait cluster, a web of interconnected behaviours that prop each other up and make the whole pattern far harder to address than any one piece would be on its own. Understanding this matters because it changes how you respond. Once you can see the full shape of what you are dealing with, you stop chasing individual behaviours and start addressing the system. That is where real progress begins. If you want to understand how unmet needs drive much of this conflict beneath the surface, that is covered separately in How Unmet Needs Drive Team Conflict and What to Say to Restore Synergy. Here, we focus on the cluster itself, what it is, why it forms, and how to recognize it clearly. What a toxic trait cluster actually means in practice. A toxic trait cluster is not a personality type or a diagnosis. It is a pattern. Specifically, it is the way certain harmful behaviors tend to appear together in one person because they share a common root and serve a common function. Think of it this way. A person who consistently shifts blame also tends to deny responsibility. A person who denies responsibility often needs to distort the facts to maintain that position. Distorting facts slides easily into gaslighting. None of these behaviours stands alone for long, because each one needs the others to survive. Consider someone on a team who routinely takes credit for group successes, but deflects when things go wrong. Over time, you notice they are also quick to undermine colleagues in side conversations, sensitive to any form of feedback, and prone to reframing situations to cast themselves in a better light. Each behaviour, taken alone, might look like insecurity or poor judgement. Taken together, they form a coherent cluster, a self-protective system with real consequences for everyone around them. This is why understanding the cluster matters. You cannot address one thread without seeing the whole weave. Why recognizing toxic trait patterns matters for your team. When you are dealing with difficult behavior in a workplace or close relationship, naming the individual acts is not enough. You need to understand the shape of what you are facing. Here is what happens when a toxic trait cluster goes unrecognized. Damage compounds quietly. Each behavior, on its own, might seem manageable or even forgivable, but a cluster builds pressure over time. Team members start walking on eggshells. Conversations become guarded, and trust erodes without anyone being able to point to a single incident as the cause. Responses become ineffective. When you address one behavior in isolation, the cluster simply shifts. You deal with the blame shifting, and suddenly the gaslighting intensifies. You call out the passive aggression, and it migrates into a different form. Without seeing the full pattern, you're always one step behind. Good people leave. I have watched committed people remove themselves from teams not because the work was hard, but because the relational cost of one person's cluster became unsustainable. The best people have options, and they use them. The difficult person gains ground. A toxic trait cluster, left unaddressed, tends to expand its influence. The behaviours that go unchallenged become the norm. Other people begin to adapt around the cluster rather than holding clear limits. Your ability to see this pattern clearly, and to speak about it calmly and specifically, is what gives you solid ground. You can find scripts for addressing team members who undermine the group when you are ready to have those conversations. The key characteristics of a toxic trait cluster. You know a toxic trait cluster is present when you see behaviours that are persistent, patterned, and self-reinforcing. Here is what that looks like in practice. Number 1. Persistent blame shifting. The person consistently redirects responsibility away from themselves, regardless of the evidence. It is always external forces, other people's failures, or impossible circumstances. For example, a deadline is missed, and within minutes the conversation has pivoted to what someone else did not provide. Number 2. Denial paired with distortion. They do not just deny, they reshape the facts to support the denial. Over time, people around them start doubting their own memory of events. This is not occasional forgetfulness. It is a repeating pattern that silently erodes trust in the same way passive-aggressive behavior does. Number 3. Entitlement without accountability. They expect different rules for themselves. They expect credit, consideration, and flexibility while holding others to exacting standards. When they receive the same treatment they dish out, they experience it as a personal attack. Number 4. Triangulation and side conversations. Rather than addressing conflict directly, they recruit others. They build alliances, share selective information, and position themselves as the reasonable center of a dispute that they are actively stoking. Number 5. Hypersensitivity to feedback. Any form of correction, however carefully delivered, triggers a disproportionate response. This shuts down honest dialogue. It also means that the cluster is effectively self-protecting against the conversations that might interrupt it. Taken together, these characteristics describe a system, not a person having a bad day. Recognizing the system is the first step to responding with genuine strength rather than reactive frustration. Common misconceptions about toxic trait clusters. Let me clear up 3 things people consistently get wrong about toxic traits. Misconception. Toxic traits are always dramatic and obvious. The truth. Most clusters operate quietly. The manipulation is subtle. The blame shifting is plausible. And the gaslighting is gradual. By the time the pattern becomes undeniable, significant damage has already been done. I've spoken with people who lived inside a toxic trait cluster for 2 years before they could name what they were experiencing. Misconception. If someone has 1 or 2 toxic traits, they have a cluster. The truth. Everyone has flaws. A person can be defensive under pressure or slow to take responsibility without those behaviors forming a cluster. The difference is in the pattern, how many behaviors appear together, how consistently they appear, and whether they reinforce each other. A cluster has internal logic. Isolated flaws do not. Misconception. The right approach is to confront each behavior directly as it arises. The truth. Responding to individual acts without understanding the cluster is exhausting and largely ineffective. The cluster adapts. What actually works is addressing the pattern, naming it calmly, and holding clear limits around its impact on others. This is also why recognizing signs of amygdala hijack in your team matters. Emotional flooding in the moment makes it nearly impossible to respond to a cluster with the clarity it requires. The short takeaway, we see the system, not just the symptoms. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book 8 Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments. The ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at imonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Toxic trait clusters in real situations. Here is what a toxic trait cluster looks like, where it is present, and where it is absent across different settings. In the workplace, a senior team member is well-liked by leadership, but leaves a trail of frustrated colleagues. She takes credit generously during presentations, but becomes vague when things go wrong, suggesting the team could have communicated better. She is warm and charming in one-to-ones with her manager, but consistently undermines peers in casual hallway conversations. No single incident is enough to raise a formal concern, but the pattern, sustained over months, has made her team reluctant to share ideas in her presence. This is a toxic trait cluster at work, operating below the threshold of formal action, but above the threshold of real harm. In a team setting, a project group is stuck in a cycle they cannot explain. One member consistently raises objections late, after decisions are made, framing his concerns as just being thorough. He rarely commits clearly to a position, and then distances himself from any outcome that draws criticism. Other team members are beginning to self-censor in meetings and seeking permission for decisions they are fully qualified to make on their own. If you recognize this pattern, the article on conflict avoidance compounding into synergy debt will be directly relevant in a leadership context. A manager who leads with charm also responds to challenge with cold withdrawal. His direct reports have learned that disagreement carries a social cost. New team members who have not yet learned to speak honestly and are gradually isolated from the group. The cluster here includes selective warmth, emotional volatility, and the quiet punishment of honesty. What these scenarios share is that the harm is not in any single moment. It is in the pattern. Key takeaways. Here is what matters most about toxic trait clusters. Name the pattern, not just the act. When you see multiple harmful behaviors appearing together consistently in one person, you're likely dealing with a cluster. Naming it clearly, at least to yourself, gives you firmer ground to stand on. Clusters are self-protecting systems. They adapt when you challenge individual behaviors. Your response needs to address the pattern, which means staying consistent and calm over time, not winning a single confrontation. Early recognition changes your options. The sooner you see a cluster forming, the more choices you have. Waiting until the damage is visible to everyone usually means the cluster has already entrenched itself. You cannot change the cluster for someone else. You can name what you see, hold clear limits, and protect the people around it. But the work of dismantling a toxic trait cluster belongs to the person who carries it. And only if they choose to do it. Prepare before you speak. Conversations with someone operating from a cluster require real preparation. Know what you're going to say, what you will not engage with, and where you will hold firm. Preparation scripts for isolating behavior can help you get that clarity before you walk into the room. If you want to go further, the next step is understanding what an amygdala hijack is and how it silently blocks clear thinking in high-pressure moments, because staying regulated in the presence of a toxic trait cluster is the precondition for everything else. Recognizing the toxic trait cluster for what it is, that is where your real strength begins. Frequently asked questions. What is a toxic trait cluster? A toxic trait cluster is a group of harmful behavioral patterns that appear together in one person and reinforce each other. Rather than a single flaw, it is a system of connected behaviors like blame shifting, chronic criticism, and manipulation that compound the damage they cause to the people around them. Why do toxic traits rarely appear on their own? Toxic traits tend to cluster because they share a common root, usually a deep need for control, self-protection, or status. One behavior supports another. Blame shifting, for example, needs denial to survive, and denial often needs gaslighting to hold up under pressure. How do you recognize a toxic trait cluster in the workplace? You recognize a toxic trait cluster when a difficult person's behavior forms a repeating, multi-layered pattern. It is not just one bad day or one rude comment. You start to see the same combination of behaviors, dismissal, manipulation, blame, appearing together consistently across situations. Is a toxic trait cluster the same as a toxic personality? Not exactly. A toxic trait cluster describes a specific group of behaviors that travel together, while the term toxic personality is broader and often less precise. Focusing on the cluster is more useful because it helps you name what you're dealing with and prepare a clear response. Can someone with a toxic trait cluster change? Some people do change, but only when they have both the self-awareness to see the pattern and a genuine motivation to do the work. In most workplace situations, you cannot wait for that change. Your practical priority is protecting your own responses and the people around you from the ongoing impact. What should you say to someone displaying toxic trait cluster behaviors? Keep your language specific, calm, and behavior focused. Name what you observed, not what you believe their character to be. Scripts for difficult conversations like these require careful preparation. The goal is to stay clear and grounded without escalating the dynamic they are likely to use against you. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.